Blog Talk Radio.
At Facebook for Mars Mills Experience. Happy Labor Day, those of you that are celebrating Labor Day weekend here in America and also other places. Also, you know, I talked about 4th of July and Labor Day histories, but Labor Day, happy Labor Day, one of the last, if not the last, and this is the last barbecue holiday here in the States, so. Again, happy Labor Day to those that are celebrating the Labor Day weekend. And also, best wishes to those attending the DNC celebrations in Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, it's going to be it's been a long week, huh? So I keep saying it's the DNC kicks off today, but actually on the 4th tomorrow. But, you know, it's like a should be a fun holiday weekend for those attending the DNC. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll provide you with as much DNC news that I can. And you all also call in and share information with the listening audience and I here at blogtalkradio.com. Motivating Monday, Kutha Shock Entertainment Reports, okay? Hope you enjoyed the show this past Saturday weekend edition, Kutha Shock Entertainment Reports. Had a blast talking with my Facebook friend based in Atlanta, Jabril, and also Ebony Empress of the UK, host of Real Talk, which airs on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here in America and 8 o'clock the UK time. So this should be a different, wonderful broadcast. Feel free to call in. Chat with me in the chat room also. The guest call-in number and comment number is 714-409-0614.
Thank you. your dress dear. Time to go as me cruise down the freeway. Say me no bother with the easy say. She say me puff me weed there, cause all people have their bad mind. And every single day me step on the grind. And if you want trouble, then trouble you find. But we need love to all mankind. Why them no want we come together? Why them no want we make no cheddar? Why them want keep we struggling? That's why we have to keep on hustling and fight. Fight for the right. Remember 92 and we ignite. To the petty little city, to the open of this name. Me beg your people, no make it go down the drain. The Bible remain, so put it in your brain. Cause this year not to dread it, me shoot to the game.
Champagne and cognac, you know, there really was no other. It made me feel better any time and any weather. I was an angry man drunk, and I didn't know no better, yeah. I didn't mean to do it, but I still forget what suited. Yelling at my girly like a Puerto Rican blue kid. No hola, cabrona. Eso no es broma. I'm not the same person. No sola misma persona. Means I lost track of who I was those days. But now I'm flying high because my ramen pays like life.
UK friends called Perkin, Ebony Empress, Perry Gorton, Philly Cortez, continue getting well, lady. Looking forward to talking with you and Max in the near future. And also, see, we're on High Fashion. We'll be guests on Weekend Edition that's coming up Saturday. Also, so looking forward to speaking with them. And as soon as True God and I confirm his next date of talking with us, I sure will let you all know. But I definitely had a blast this past Saturday night talking about just different things, from the death of Chris Lighty and the life of Chris Lighty, the issue of suicide, and then even with Ebony Empress, the topic of dating do's and don'ts. Very interesting show, I must say. Again, the call-in number is 714-409-0614. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Here's Davey Hamilton. Gonna hold you.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down, and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
I'm gonna hold you when the shit disappears in the darkness.
We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddies full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rapping punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. Fee world, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beast, it's tragic. No horseplay in Fee world, Fee biscuit and quick draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and me, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for faux play, photo cow blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexing, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up, sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag. You're moving to the birth of the planetary fashion.
I love that. Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Here's Slow O, Elmo, San Francisco. He's repping Fly Zone. Again, happy Labor Day.
This is the Cashmere Master.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Tonight, for real.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to the Fly Zone.
Clear the board, see the stakes, chips the board. This is magic, black hammers, black rabbits. Out the hat, figure that, to figure this a nigga. It. Nothing else to think about. I'm sitting here, I'm airing out of my face. My plate is sitting full, pedaling. I flow like medicine. I keep pedaling. Get it in. Tonight we about to somersault. The weight we about to run it off and navigate out of state. I'm not fly, that yay. Just break the re-break. Stress like the sweepstakes and bring it back like rebate. Yeah, style like the late great. A way different pedigree. I'm sort of hard to intake. Mean that literally. The kid just killed a beat. A whole nother entity. It's kind of hard to figure me.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, welcome to the Fly Zone. Welcome to the Fly Zone.
Yeah, a whole nother another galaxy. I put together masterpieces in your face, battling down south, Catalan. Pounds with my mans on them. Hit me on the chirp again to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it. Push till the start of open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it. Really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I can kiss the sky, nigga. Waterway, brick pounds. I can clear the card, nigga. Yeah. I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shake. Flow comatose in a Roy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. Get them for the low, nigga.
And I'm... Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone.
Music at Amazon and iTunes. Welcome to the Fly Zone. What's up, Australia? Thank you, Paul Crane, for always inviting me to your parties. One day, I'm going to surprise you. Just wait and see. But you all have fun, okay? Hey, here's Prince, of course. What is his appearance in Australia on May 20th? Song I'll always play. Must be something in the water. Guess what? It's our turn now. Prince announces his first American show, and it will be in Chicago. Welcome to Chicago, September 24th. I've posted so many stories on yesterday and also pictures of Paisley Park Studios located in Chanhansen, Minnesota. But Prince is back in America, and he and MPG are going to funk things up. And believe it or not, I've never been to a Prince concert. I've known Prince since I was a little girl, but we've never met in person. Never been to a Prince concert. But he's back and in full effect. He and MPG are ready to funk things up here in the States. And we would do the same for you, my international friends. Just like you like to share with us, we will share with you also all Prince news. But here's Prince, something in the water. Shout out to darling Nikki. Also, she sent me an article about the Prince show in Chicago and also the seating arrangements for the Chicago show. So here he is, the one and only Prince.
Tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you is in the sweet girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad?
Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
MPG live in Australia. That was on May the 30th. Thank you to my SoundCloud Tom friend for that song again. And this is what darling Nikki sent me. Even though I post stories galore yesterday and last evening, Nikki sent this to me, darling Nikki, via 106.5 The Arch. Please excuse me. As I am reading from my MyTouch, my phone rings. And so my apologies for this tech, Nicole, situation that is happening right now. So the call will have to complete itself so I can continue reading you this important print information regarding this show, which will be presented on September the 24th in Chicago. So, please excuse me, because now I have to pull it back up because the call, here we go. Okay. I wanted okay from Nikki to post her information also. So I have posted it and also sent it to my Facebook group, my fun Facebook group, Exclusive Elite Playgirls Sipping Champagne Club also. So I put the information to that club. Also a Facebook group of mine that I created several years ago and then revamped it earlier this year. So happy Labor Day also to all the ladies that are members of Exclusive Elite Playgirls Sipping Champagne Club, where we celebrate the beauty of men who are not only beautiful on the outside, but also beautiful on the inside. Okay, again, this is courtesy of 106.5 The Arch. Prince, welcome to Chicago, September 24th at the United Center. This is from the promo guy, and it says that Prince announces his return to Chicago at the United Center on September the 24th. Tickets go on sale Thursday, September the 6th at 10 a.m. Click here to purchase tickets. Once they go on sale, so when you visit 106.5 website, they say you can click right there. Then also you can visit songkick.com, and you can also visit ticketmaster.com for information regarding the Prince tickets in Chicago and also other dates. And also you can win tickets all this week with Van and Rick are in the Arch Alley's Club at 106thearch.com. That's their website, okay, where you can get information and make an opportunity to win Prince tickets. Plus, winners will also get $100 in gas fueled by UGAS, home of Gigi's Cafe Express. The tickets are, I should have tried to win some Prince tickets too. The prices of the tickets range from $49.50 to $149.50, and service fees may apply. The doors open at 7, and the show begins at 8 p.m. And on their site, they show a map of the tickets, from the lesser expensive tickets to the more expensive tickets also. So check it out right there in Also, there, I have other stories posted also and tweeted out on Twitter regarding the Prince shows. So that's some Prince news for ya. So it should be. We're super excited. Really, we're super excited. The plans of the outdoor concert in St. Paul is postponed indefinitely. So we'll definitely have news as soon as we get news regarding the outdoor concert planned for St. Paul. And I'm sure he's planning a concert at Paisley Park Studios. I'm sure. Can't wait to visit, Janice.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Again, that's an important announcement, PSA from the American Lung Association. And here's another PSA from American Lung Association for those of you who are trying your best to quit smoking.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke, right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Hola, soy Talía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
This is Janice Nolan, I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Again, very important information. And very, very important information for all of us to know. And remember, send in your PSAs, your quality PSAs, regarding your community efforts and organizations that are close to your heart, because I definitely do my part and play your PSAs for you. And those interested in advertising, don't hesitate to let Blog Talk Radio and I know, okay, because this is definitely a great outlet to promote your businesses and your services. Here at blogtalkradio.com. Since March 21st, I'm getting close to 100,000 views on the profile. So thank you, listeners and listening audience. Here's Six Dream Woody, daydreaming. Love it, love it, love it.
Celebrate. gone by, daydream. When you were here with me, daydream. Lonely nights when you're not here. Thank you.
Cassidy, my Reverb Nation friend. Check him out at Reverb Nation. And also like his Facebook fan page, Six String Woody. That was Daydreamin'. Labor Day. Labor Day is a federal holiday. Federal government, D.C. and U.S. territories. And a state holiday in all U.S. states. Today, September the 3rd, 2012, is Labor Day. Next year, it will be on September the 2nd. Last year, it was on September the 5th. Usually, there are parades and barbecues. I'm checking out Wikipedia. You all know how much I love to refer to Wikipedia, and I'm looking at a picture of a Labor Day parade held in Union Square of New York in 1882. Labor Day is an American federal holiday observed on the first Monday in September that celebrates the economic and social contributions of workers. In 1882, Matthew McGuire, a machinist, first proposed the holiday while serving as the secretary of the CLU, Central Labor Union of New York. Others argue that it was first proposed by Peter J. McGuire of the American Federation of Labor in May 1882 after witnessing the annual Labor Festival in Toronto, Canada. Oregon was the first state. Remember, Oregon was the first state to make it a holiday in 1887. By the time it became a federal holiday in 1894, 30 states officially celebrated Labor Day. Following the deaths of a number of workers, at the hands of the U.S. military and U.S. Marshals during the Pullman strike, President Grover Cleveland reconciled with Reyes, leader of the labor movement. In further conflict, the United States Congress unanimously voted to approve Rush legislation that made Labor Day a national holiday. Cleveland signed it into law a mere 6 days after the end of the strike. The September day, originally chosen by the CLU of New York and observed by many of the nation's trade unions for the past several years, was selected rather than the more widespread International Workers' Day because Cleveland was concerned the observance of the latter would be associated with the nascent communist, syndicalist, and anarchist movement that, though distinct from one another, had rallied to commemorate the Haymarket Affair in International Workers' Day. All U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and territories had made it a statutory holiday. Pattern of celebration. The form for the celebration of Labor Day was outlined in the first proposal of the holiday, a street parade to exhibit the public the strength and esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations, followed by a festival for the workers and their families. This became the pattern for Labor Day celebrations. Speeches by prominent men and women are introduced later, as more emphasis was placed upon the civil significance of the holiday. Still later, by a resolution of the American Federation of Labor Convention of 1909, the Sunday preceding Labor Day was adopted as Labor Sunday and dedicated to the spiritual and educational aspects of the labor movement. The holiday is often regarded as a day of rest and parties. Speeches are political demonstrations are more low-key than May 1st Labor Day celebrations in most countries, although events held by labor organizations often feature political themes and appearances by candidates for office, especially in election years. Forms of celebration include picnics, barbecues, fireworks, displays, water sports, and public art events. Families of school-aged children take it as the last chance to travel before the end of summer recess. Similarly, some teenagers and young adults view it as the last weekend for parties before returning to school, although school starting times now vary. Now, this is what I love, and many of you love also, from the retailers to consumers on both sides. To take advantage of large numbers of potential customers free to shop, Labor Day has become an important sale weekend for many retailers in the United States. Some retailers claim it is one of the largest sale dates of the year, second only to the Christmas season's Black Friday. Paradoxically, because of the importance of the sale weekend, some of those who are employed in the retail sector not only work on Labor Day, but work longer hours. More Americans work in the retail industry than any other, with retail employment making up 24% jobs in the U.S., United States. I love retail. End of summer. Labor Day has come to be celebrated by most Americans as the symbolic end of summer. In high society, Labor Day is or was considered the last day of the year when it is fashionable to wear white or seersucker. In U.S. sports, Labor Day marks the beginning of the NFL and college football seasons. NCAA teams usually play their first games the week before Labor Day, with the NFL traditionally playing the first game the Thursday following Labor Day. And the NFL would kick off the season on Wednesday this year with open as Mariah Carey and No Doubt. The Southern 500 NASCAR auto race was held that day from 1950 to 1983 in Darlington, South Carolina, at Indianapolis Raceway Park. The National Hot Rod Association holds their finals to the U.S. Nationals drag race. In the U.S., most school districts that started summer vacation in early June will resume school the day after this day, while schools that had summer vacation began on Saturday before Memorial Day in late May will have already been in session since late August. However, this tradition has changed as many school districts end in early June and begin in mid-August. Yeah, when I was in school, we always went back to school right after Labor Day. Really. I mean, now, my birthday is August 11th, and nowadays kids are in school on August 11th. But I'm 44, but when my entire time in school to graduation, we went to school after Labor Day. I could not have dreamt of going to school before Labor Day. Other days are International Workers' Day, Labor History of the United States, Labor Union. Other topics, I mean, International Workers' Day, Labor History of the United States, Labor Unions in the United States, Trade Unions and Workers Memorial Day. And also notes from this Wikipedia story come from the United States Department of Labor, the History of Labor Day, the Bridgman's Magazine, International Association of Bridge, the Canadian Encyclopedia, Origins of Labor Day, Online News Hours, Origins of Labor Day, Why Do We Get Labor Day Off by Brendan I. Corner, William M. Clements, and Jan Harold Bravan of the American Folklore and the Encyclopedia, Labor Day Intention still holds meaning. Laura Fitzpatrick, Why We Can't Wear White After Labor Day. Jonathan Bell, Introduction to Seersucker for Men. Also, a daytime wedding after Labor Day. It's okay to wear a light beige suit to a daytime wedding after Labor Day by Glenn O'Brien. And also, Elementary Classroom Management by C. Charles and Gail Centaur. And the references were from James Green, 2007, Death in Haymarket, A Story of Chicago, The First Labor Movement, and The Bombing, The Divided Gilded Age author. And so those are some of the other. And other federal holidays are New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day, Washington's Birthday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, of course, Labor Day, Columbus Day is coming up, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day are other holidays that we have to celebrate before the end of the year. So that is some information from Wikipedia. Again, I wish everyone, those that are celebrating, a happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. And here's Austin Brown, Stargazer.
Just
Okay, I'm checking out the United States Department of Labor website. Our what's the name of our Secretary of Labor? Her name is Hilda L. Solis. Okay, here's some information from the United States Department of Labor, Secretary of Labor, Hilda L. Solis at the website. You all can visit the website also and sign up to get updates. At the Department of Labor website, you get information regarding wages, unemployment, insurance, health plans, benefits, continuation of health coverage, also job seekers, unemployed, employers, workers, those of you that are interested in laws and regulations and budget and performance information, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act information, also to receive a Department of Labor newsletter, the events calendar, also information regarding doing business with Department of Labor, and also checking out other resources like CareerOneStop.org or disability.gov or disaster recovery assistance.gov, benefits.com, No Fear Act, Equal Employment Opportunity Data, posted pursuant to No Fear Act, regulations.com, serve.com, GSA.com, the White House, and the World Labor, the Library. This is the website that you visit, the United States Department of Labor. And our Secretary of Labor name is Hilda L. Solis. And here's some information regarding the history of Labor Day. And also, you can check out more information also than what I'm providing by visiting the Labor Day 2012 page that is complete with videos, photo, and resources and more. But this is pretty much the history, basic history of Labor Day that you can find at the Department of Labor website. Labor Day, how it came about and what it means. Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is the creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers made to the strength and prosperity and well-being of our country. Founder of Labor Day, more than 100 years after the first Labor Day observance, there's still some doubt as to who first proposed the holiday for workers. Some records show that Peter J. McGuire, a general secretary of the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners and a co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, was first in suggesting a day to honor those who from rude nature have dealt and carved all the grandeur we behold. But Peter McGuire's place in Labor Day history has not gone unchallenged. Many believe that Matthew McGuire, a machinist, not Peter McGuire, founded the holiday. Recent research seems to support the contention that Matthew McGuire, later the secretary of Local 344 of the International Association of Machinists in Paterson, New Jersey, proposed the holiday in 1882, while serving as Secretary of the Central Labor Union in New York. What is clear is that the Central Labor Union adopted a Labor Day proposal and appointed a committee to plan a demonstration and picnic. The first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882. Now, this is important. The first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City, in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. The Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September 5th, 1883. In 1884, the first Monday in September was selected as the holiday. As originally proposed, the Central Labor Union urged similar organizations in other cities to follow the example of New York and celebrate a working men's holiday on that date. The idea spread with the growth of labor organizations. In 1884, Labor Day was celebrated in many industrial centers of the country. Labor Day legislation. Through the years, the nation gave increasing emphasis to Labor Day. The first governmental recognition came through municipal ordinances. Through municipal ordinances passed during 1885 and 1886. From them developed the movement to secure state legislation. The first state bills introduced into the New York legislature, but the first to become law was passed by Oregon on February 21st, 1887. During the first to become law was passed by Oregon on February 21st, 1887. During the year, four more states, Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, created the Labor Day holiday by legislative enactment. By the end of the decade, Connecticut, Nebraska, and Pennsylvania had followed suit. By 1894, 23 other states had adopted the holiday in honor of workers. And on June 28th of that year, Congress passed an act making the first Monday in September of each year a legal holiday in the District of Columbia and the territories. A nationwide holiday that forms its observance and celebration of Labor Day to take was outlined in the first proposal of the holiday, a street parade to exhibit to the public the strength and esprit de corps of the trade and labor of organizations of the community, followed by a festival for the recreation and amusement of the workers and their families. This became the pattern for the celebrations of Labor Day. Speeches by prominent men and women were introduced later, as more emphasis was placed upon the economic and civic significance of the holiday. Still later, by a resolution of the American Federation of Labor Convention of 1909, the Sunday preceding Labor Day was adopted as Labor Sunday and dedicated to the spiritual and educational aspects of the labor movement. The character of the Labor Day celebration has undergone a change in recent years, especially in large industrial centers where mass displays and huge parades are the problem. This change, however, is more a shift in emphasis and a medium of expression. Labor Day addresses by leading union officials, industrialists, educators, clerics, and government officials are given wide coverage in newspapers, radio, and television. The vital force of labor, added materially to the highest standard of living and the greatest production the world has ever known, and has brought us closely to the realization of our traditional ideas of economic and political democracy. It is appropriate, therefore, that the nation pay tribute on Labor Day to the creator of so much of the nation's strength, freedom, and leadership, the American worker. So that is what the United States Department of Labor shared with us, and you most definitely should know, right? So check it out. Awesome information regarding the history of Labor Day. And I'm looking at a story now from the San Francisco Chronicle, which headlines on Labor Day jobs, debate, and convention warm-up. And it's all about how the Republicans and the Democrats are jockeying in for that topic, for that subject. So I'll be tweeting and posting that article from the San Francisco Chronicle. But again, thank you for tuning in to Motivate Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's a blast. I'm going to move to hear another song from Austin Brown. It's Target Practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, Austin Brown, 85.
I see you running there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. But this is for his credit, girl.
Thank you.
the chairman of the convention, told about 60 members of the state contingent that Romney and running mate Paul Ryan will pursue massive tax cuts that would benefit only the very wealthy, taxes that he said were far removed from their GOP predecessors. Ronald Reagan would turn his grave and listen to some of these people, he said. They're so far out there. Villaroy Gosa told the Iowans that he spent 25 years as a community organizer, and you urged them to register new voters and recruit volunteers to help reelect Obama. We've got our work cut out for us. We know that, he said. The country is evenly divided. It has been for a long time. So what are we going to do? This is going to be a working convention. Every one of you can sign up as a volunteer. In fact, I know you're already going to volunteer. And you can tweet Villarosa at his Twitter, which is just his last name, VillaRaigosa. Mitt Romney is Mitt Romney. And also Paul Ryan is Paul Ryan VP. So, you know, you can tweet those guys directly. So that's their Twitter names. Those of you that do not have not tweeted them before or read their tweets. So that is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Again, happy Labor Day, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday for the Shock Entertainment Report.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Daniel nació dos meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500,000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
Here's another one by Morris Mills, To Be Loved. and yours. You're listening to the show right now. A happy Labor Day. Mars Mills is a native of Taylor, Texas, Tyler, Texas, and he's up in Chicago. I just received an email from Mr. Green Simmons, Natural Science. On tomorrow, Tuesday, September the 4th, from noon to 1, there will be a speaker there called by the name of Joelle Wilkins. She's a conservation resource biologist, MMNS. And then it's she will be speaking on a topic regarding Mississippi's native pollinators. Bumblebees pretty much is a picture of a beautiful bumblebee, and it's about shiny hinies and fuzzy bums. There's more to pollination than you think. Come join us as we meet our surprising native pollinators, while they are considered a keystone species in ways you can help them. Lectures are free to Museum Foundation members, and regular admission applies to visitors. And again, the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science is a part of the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks. It's located on 2148 Riverside Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202. Number is 601-576-6000. And the website is MississippiNaturalScience.org. M-S-Natural, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S-C-I-E-N-C-E.org. And also on Facebook, you can friend the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science at facebook.com/MSNATURAL Science, Mississippi Natural Science. Okay? You all know that for the past few months, the whole summer, I've been reviewing the book, Walk Away, written by Fitness Director for Prevention, Michelle Stanton, and you can visit the website at prevention.com. So here's another excerpt that I like to review and like to share with you guys from her book and journal, Walk Off Wake, called Wow, or Walk Off Wake, Trim Your Belly, Butt, and Back Fat. Here is an excerpt from page 176, chapter 7, called Eating for Weight Loss and Exercise. And it's in regards to the importance of breakfast. And here's a breakfast bonus. The old saying about breakfast being the most important meal of the day really has some merit. As the first meal after a long period of not eating, breakfast wakes up your metabolism for the day. Also, the foods that make up a healthy breakfast, such as whole grains, fruits, and fat-free milk, pack a nutritional punch, a great opportunity to get a head start on your daily requirements for fiber, calcium, and assortment of other nutrients. Breakfast plays a role in weight loss, too. Countless studies have shown that people who regularly eat breakfast are less likely to be overweight than those who skip this morning meal. Has been revealed, at least in part, by recent research in which breakfast eaters ended up taking in fewer calories throughout the entire day than non-breakfast eaters. The AM eaters also had a lower body mass, BMI, a measurement commonly used to assess how healthy a person is based on height and weight. Another study in the Journal of Nutrition found women who ate a high-fiber, low-sugar breakfast burnt more fat when exercising. Fat burning was higher immediately after eating the higher fiber breakfast, as well as 3 hours later when the women took a 60-minute walk. In addition, lunch was more satiating after the higher fiber breakfast. So that was really important regarding how the importance of breakfast, and especially high fiber, low sugar breakfasts. So high fiber, and I'm saying low fat, and low-sugar diets are very essential to one's care. Live streaming will conclude in 20 seconds. And we might have a few more minutes to broadcast, and so I'll play a couple more songs with you and possibly share a little bit more news with you. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting fall trends and also the DNC and other entertainment and lifestyle news. But I thank you for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. Be sure to follow me at Pinterest.com/KULTRESHOKBETH, and also at Tumblr, Cut the Shock Int Bethany, KULTRESHOKNTBTH.tumblr.com. On Twitter, at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT, and also at my more Twitter, Username is Beth Mark Girl. B-E-T-H Mark G-R-L. So thank you for networking with me online. Shout out to all of my new online friends and also my longtime online friends. I have many new online friends on LinkedIn and new Pinterest followers and Tumblr followers and just new people that I've been networking with. And also big shout out to my longtime listeners who've been listening since March 21st, 2011, and also the new ones. Big shout out to Tiger Woods. What you doing, Tiger? So shout out to Tiger and all his other golfing cohorts. Also, thank you for tuning in. I can't wait till you're a guest. You need to call in when Reggie's on the show one day. But Reg Rubnick. Just a big shout out to the NFL. Especially, thank you to Saints. You all sent me an awesome email this morning regarding the New Orleans Saints. Who Dat Nation gear? Some amazing gear. You all need to visit NFL.com. Visit New Orleans Saints website, NewOrleansSaints.com. Dallas Cowboys. You know, I'm shouting out my favorite teams, but I love all 32 and Commissioner. What's up? You know, what's up, Coach Payton? Sending you hugs and kisses and all my friends with the Saints, of course. But, you know, the Dallas and the Giants is kicking it off on Wednesday night, right? If you all love the Dallas Cowboys, and if you don't, check out their app. Their app is amazing. Dallas Cowboys app. The Saints app is amazing, too. And if you haven't checked out your favorite team app, check it out. It's probably awesome like the Cowboys and the Saints. I mean, I just love those apps. They are just amazing. But, again, the Saints have some awesome gear. In their sports shop, amazing gear. So, man, oh, man. So I'm going to check out some of the other teams' shops also, see what they're repping and talking about. Cause we're going to have to devote a show just to the NFL gear, huh? Not soon, not too behind this time of the NBA preseason in October and then the regular season. But we're talking about the NFL and so this coming to Friday on Sports Friday, we're going to be talking NFL, NBA, PGA, racing, NASCAR, and all goods. And anything you want to talk about, so be sure to call in. You should put the number on speed dial in your phone. And sometimes you might not be able to listen online, but you can listen via your telephone. So the number is 714-409-0614. And remember, it's fun to chat in the chat room. Someone's been chatting with me in the chat room this morning. Create a listener profile so you can chat in the chat room, plus interact within the entire blogtalkradio.com. I know, like, I thank you for this being your favorite show, but, you know, I have other favorite shows also, so I'm sure you love other shows also. So you can interact with the other hosts and other shows also here at blogtalkradio.com. Happy Labor Day to the staff here at blogtalkradio.com. To all my friends and those who have been guests and the future guests of the show and those who like me and love me to play their music, big shout out to those of you. You're just amazing. I thank your support and I thank you for networking with me from here locally in Jackson, Mississippi. What's up, Jacktown, to L.A., New York, Indiana, Minneapolis. I'm so excited. Florida, Dallas. Houston, let's say ATL, Memphis, my New York City friends were just so awesome for the state of New York and my friends in New Jersey, friends everywhere, my friends in the islands, all islanders worldwide, especially my UK friends, just so much love. Thank you all for spreading the word regarding the show also amongst your Facebook groups and your other groups and your websites. Thank you so much. Very appreciative because I know without the word of mouth and just spreading the word about the show, would not have the listenership that it does. And also thank you to the mainstream radio stations like Power 105 in New York City and other mainstream radio stations that also shout out and then let listeners know to listen to the show. Shout out to Ryan Seacrest and Carson Daly and Tom Joyner and J. Anthony Brown and those that have inspired me, promoters like Lee King and journalists like Tony Brown. Just a big shout out to those people. Love you so much and thank you for inspiring me. And also to my loved ones who are no longer here in physical, but are definitely here and guiding us here in the natural realm. Just been an amazing ride this year, right? 2012 is almost over. Is that unbelievable? But it's been a good year, and it's a presidential election year, and we're having good fun, right? Not being mean, but being nice, right? And having an amazing presidential political season. And my thing is, exercise your right to vote. You know, exercise your right to vote. I don't tell people who to vote for. Yes, I intend on voting for Mitt Romney. I'm a big fan and supporter of the president. Yes, I am. But you know, I can change my mind last minute and say I'm voting for Obama. I mean, that's, we have our right to change our mind too, right? But as of now, I campaign and promote the GOP, the party that I long time belong to, but I do vote across the line. And I think that everyone's done an amazing job. I have no complaints about the president, but I hear a lot of people complaining. You don't ever hear me talking about anything, and I sure will mention it, but I have no complaints. But I think it's good for people not to get so crazy. I'm talking about crazy in a negative way. It's important for us to be vocal and opinionated and share our thoughts in a civil manner with one another, and that's what's important. No need to be threatening people or trying to intimidate people. Everyone is their own individual, and no one, and I honestly don't tell people who to vote for. I just share information. What's important for people to exercise their right to vote. People like my cousin Linda, who you hear her talk, tirelessly demonstrating. She's a hardcore Democrat, and who demonstrated with Medgar Evers, who fought hard for us just to have a right to vote, be murdered in his driveway right here in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, Jackson, Mississippi is a very important part of people who came from around the world to fight for the right to vote, period. So I have no right to tell no one who to vote for. I'm saying who I vote for, who I plan to vote for. But what's important is for all of us to exercise our right to vote, because too many people of all colors have lost their life and shedded blood, sweat, and tears just for us all to have that right. Men, women, and all of different colors. And women, we hadn't always been able to vote either. So we're very privileged to be able to vote ourselves too, women of all colors. So it's not a white, black. Right now it's about being a citizen and human thing. Human rights is what's important. So it's important to exercise your right to vote regardless of who you voted for. You vote for who you feel is right for you and right for what you believe in. You know? So may the best candidate win, right? The incumbent president, whom I love a lot, or the GOP candidate, Mitt Romney, Ryan, ticket. You know? And we don't have an independent. I mean, we had the independent, but we know it's between the Democrat and the Republican party. So it's all important for us just to be civil-minded and to interact with one another civilly. Because, I let it be known that, hey, we can be on, have different opinions and different thoughts on my Facebook page. And what's important is for us to have civil conversations. You know, I do my best not to bash, name call, anything like that. But, you know, some people tend to do that. But what's important is to speak civilly and to educate one another, because we learn so much from one another. And what's important, too, is for candidates not to mudsling at one another, but focus on what you can do. Don't focus on what the other person is not doing or not going to do. What are you going to do? Where are your strengths and where are your weaknesses? That's where candidates from local level to federal level should focus on. Focus on what's your agenda. What are you going to do? How are you the person to be in public office? Why should we, the people, vote for you? We're not trying to convince us what the other person is doing wrong, but what are you doing to right the wrong? That's what's important to me. This is me sharing my opinion, okay? So you all know where to find me online to continue the conversation, okay? So thank you. And also, those of you that have listener profiles, you can send me a message also. But thank you, and God bless. I hope you have a happy, happy Labor Day. You probably can catch me later on Springer.com. So you'll know. And you can find me at Springer.com. It's Springer.com/ Culture Shock, KULTRE, SHOKENT, hyphen B dot true. And also you can see Culture Shock Inc. hyphen Beth Williams, similar to what it is here at blogtalkradio.com. But then also, like I said, tomorrow we'll be doing a show, and on Wednesday we'll be talking about, you know, matters of the heart, and in regards to one's image, the importance of one's image and health and fitness goes in regards to our love and romantic lives. You know, similar to what Ebony Empress and I was talking about on Saturday night in regards to being motivated and taking care of self and being focused on health and fitness and just overall your image, the importance of that when it comes to your romantic and your love life and your dating life, you know, your image and just your health and fitness goal, that is important, you know. And so let's talk about that on Wednesday. And, of course, on Thursday will be the last day of the DNC, and also it will be Fashion Night Out, which will be celebrated in many, many areas. And I would love to be in Dallas to attend Fashion Night Out events at North Park Center and at Dallas Gallery of Dallas. But Fashion Night Out is going to be enormously fun all around the world, I assume, not just America. I haven't heard of any places that's celebrating here in Jackson, but please let me know so I can help spread the word and maybe check out an event or two. But Fashion Night Out would be celebrated on Thursday, and we'll be talking about other beauty and fashion news also. And, of course, Friday Sports, Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And on Saturday, of course, weekend edition, airing at 8 o'clock. And remember, SeaWorld High Fashion will be guest, and I'm so excited, like the Porter Sisters, I know. But, again, thanks for tuning in, and I'm so blessed to have you as a listening audience. And remember, you can email me at Culture Shock Entertainment at yahoo.com. It's KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMET at yahoo.com. And I know on Wednesdays when I share with you the entire list of best 100 hot guys of summer 2012. Had a delay during the storm and all that, and then on Saturday I attended and sharing the list, but, you know, we were talking about the serious business of suicide. And, of course, on Monday, today, just pretty much ran out of time, and it's a holiday, so I think it's best to talk about the hot guys that are hot on the inside out on Wednesday. And, you know, I've shared with you all the top 40 guys, but I shared the entire list with you on Wednesday. And also we'll have it posted on my Facebook page, because that's pretty much where it originated. It's pretty much where the list remains. But the guys of summer. So since I did a guy of summer, I'm going to have to do the guys of 2012, huh? Of winter 2012. But again, thank you. You all enjoy your barbecue and whatever food you are eating. I think we're going to be eating pizza today. I like to barbecue, but we're not barbecuing. I cook spaghetti, but I think we're going to be eating pizza on this day of celebrating Labor Day. But again, thank you, and you're just a blessing. And again, you know how to get in touch with me. I love chatting with you too. But it's been a blast. And tomorrow at 5:30, back to doing 5:30 a.m. unless I notify you. Today, decided to do it at 11 since it's a holiday. But back to doing 5:30 a.m. on weekdays and 8 p.m. on Saturdays. But, you know, change it around sometimes on Saturdays depending on the guests and the time schedule, and also with special programming on Sundays and also during prime time hours between 6 and 10. So, again, I do appreciate your support. And here's Martin Smith, the Prince MPG Master Mix. And you all know in the near future we have a show completely devoted to Prince. I'm going to have my purple friends calling in, and we're going to be talking nothing and all nothing. If it ain't about Prince in the Minneapolis sound and anything related to Prince or Prince proteges or Tyco Nelson, his sister, 2 years his junior, who's blazing and doing things up in Minneapolis, then, you know, we're just going to talk about Prince and Prince-related topics in the near future. So keep your eyes and ears open if you love Prince. Okay, because I'm going to have my Prince friends calling in from all around the world, and we're going to be talking nothing but Prince. We're going to talk about these new dates that's on the calendar right now, starting with September 24th, Chicago, and other dates. that he's working on. I hear he is working on his SAP, deep SAP dates also. So it's going to be a fun holiday season. It looks like it's going to be. Okay, so here is my SoundCloud friend, Martin Smith, Prince MPG Master Mix. And you'll hear a couple of words concluding the show. But again, probably the last time you hear my voice, you might hear it one more time. But thank you again, and God bless, and happy Labor Day.
Sexy mother.
Clock on the jizz.
I got the noise.
the awesome Moments in Love, Out of Noise. And here's a little bit of Mars Mills' rendition of Little Red Corvette. Thank you again for spending time listening to Motivate Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, with yours truly, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Here's a big hug to you. Mwah. Love you. God bless. Thank you. And happy Labor Day.
By the way you parked your car sideways, like it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and leaving fast. I took some nasty turns trying to park the foot before I say, children, some more than you. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Corvette, you need to find the love that's gonna last. Get the ship close, my eyes, we drew me to the place where your horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are. Little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last. That's gonna last. Right into the ground. Oh,
down. You got to slow down. You got to slow down. Oh, yeah, 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 baby. Oh, you're moving much too fast. You're moving a little too fast.
I'm trying to catch the last part.